Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Caleb tipped me off to a story from KIRO, Channel 7 Television, and it has to do with the Harbor Freight product being recalled. And we've talked before about Harbor Freight products being recalled, including jack stands a while back. And they've been off my radar for a little while now, but they jumped back on because they're now recalling portable propane heaters. And there's another related story about other propane heaters they've recalled recently. And so it makes you wonder about anything you buy from Harbor Freight that uses propane. You might want to listen up. Recall alert. Harbor Freight recalls portable propane heaters for fire risk. Cox Media Group published this along with Kelly Dugan, who wrote it. Harbor Freight Tools recalling roughly 19,000 portable propane heaters because loose fittings on the back of the product might cause the propane to leak, which of course could be a fire hazard because that's the purpose of propane here. You're using it with a flame and creating some kind of heat, hence it is a propane heater. Per the notice, Harbor Freight is recalling Bauer forced air propane portable heaters with item number 57176 printed on the label on the back side of the device. The company has gotten 13 reports of leaky propane, but only one report of an actual fire ignition as a result. Now, no injuries have been reported to date, but obviously this is a safety issue. Therefore, they're doing a safety recall. The affected heaters were sold at Harbor Freight locations nationwide and online from November 2020 until March of this year. They cost around $100, around $100. So if you bought a Bauer forced air propane portable heater for about $100, check it to see if it is item number 57176. Now, consumers are advised to, one, stop using the recalled heater. Inspect the product with a soapy water leak test to determine that the fitting on the back of the unit is not leaking. Harbor Freight is contacting known purchasers, presumably those are the people who bought it online, with updated instructions for use and detailed instructions on how to inspect and tighten the fittings on the heaters if necessary. And it turns out the heater was delivered with a wrench. If you still have that wrench, it should tighten that fitting if that fitting is in fact loose. If the leak persists after self-inspection and appropriate tightening as needed, you can contact Harbor Freight directly for more information. You may reach them, of course, by calling their phone number or emailing them. All the information is available on their website. And it says at the bottom of the homepage is a recall safety information link. Their entire homepage should just be safety recall information because it just seems they've got a lot of this stuff going on, right? Well, you say, Steve, that's just two items you've mentioned, the jack stands and this. Well, in this story was a link that said, related, see this story. So I went and looked. Recall alert, Harbor Freight Tools recalls 350,000 propane heaters. So they're doing 19,000 with the recent recall and 350,000 from the slightly previous recall. And so this goes back to July. So it's a couple months ago, but it's still news. Harbor Freight in July recalled about 350,000 propane heaters because windy conditions could render the safety shutoff valve defective or inoperable, which would pose a burn hazard. Specifically, strong winds can redirect the flame to the back of the unit, which would melt the tip switch that acts as the safety cutoff. In turn, if the heater were to tip over with the switch disabled, consumers could be burned, according to the recall. Now, that's a One-Stop Gardens 15,000 and 30,000 tank top propane heaters. So the One-Stop Gardens, I'm guessing, is the brand name. 15,000 and 30,000 is the rating. Those are the models affected by the recall. They're designed to sit on top of a standard propane tank, and they feature an easy start with variable heat control valve, high-efficiency heat reflector, and a safety shutoff. Now, of course, the safety shutoff is the problem here because that's what can get damaged if the wind blows the flame and the flame melts the switch. The affected models were sold at Harbor Freight stores nationwide and online from December of 2015 until April of this year for about $45 for the smaller model and $75 for the bigger model. The company has gotten 9 reports to date of this happening, and 3 of those incidents resulted in minor burn injuries. when the consumers were trying to turn the units off and discovered to their chagrin that the safety switch had melted because the wind had redirected the flame. Consumers are advised to stop using the recalled heaters immediately and return them to their local Harbor Freight store for a full refund in the form of a store gift card. So, kind of a strange story, especially when you consider this one dates back to December of 2015. So that goes quite a ways back. People often ask me about the stories like this and say, Steve, you know, does this violate some kind of consumer protection law, warranty law, or some such? And, you know, interestingly, quite often recalls happen where you get notified that the product you have is defective. And many people had no idea. Now, there are some recalls that happen where people are well aware of a problem with something. But here, I'm not sure how many people would have guessed that their propane heater was defective in either instance without being told. So you're told that your heater is defective and you've got to stop using it, and they tell you how you might be able to fix it, and obviously the fix works and you're good to go. If the fix doesn't work, then you are entitled to a refund if the thing came with a warranty. And they're going to want to refund or replace those things on one level or another. I don't know if they can be replaced in that sense. But there's, if you can imagine, the liability issues of selling a defective product and if an injury occurred. So interestingly, though, in most states, warranty law has a statute of limitations of 4 years. And the question is the 4 years from the breach or from the delivery of the product? And I've done an entire video on this, and it's convoluted and confusing. But there's an argument in many states that from the day you buy something, the statute of limitations starts to run, and 4 years after purchase, your right to sue is gone. People say, what if I had a five-year warranty? Well, in some states, that last year is not enforceable. But I'm not going to go there today. But I'm simply telling you that part of the issue here is that these units that were sold in 2015 are more than 5 years old. And I doubt they came with a five-year warranty. Most likely these things, if they had warranties at all, were like 90 days or 1 year or something like that. So the warranties are probably gone. But their bigger concern is they put these things in the stream of commerce and they became aware they were dangerous. And if they leave them out, someone gets hurt, then they're likely going to be facing litigation. They don't want that to happen. So the smart thing here, especially if you're a huge corporation that can afford to do it, is you recall the products. And presumably, Harbor Freight recalling the products can pass that back to the supplier of these devices and make them pay for it. Some people might be a little disappointed to know that you're getting a refund in the form of a gift card. But, you know, just don't buy jack stands with it. That's my advice to you. So, again, if you bought anything from Harbor Freight that uses propane to create heat, you're going to want to go to their website and see if it's been recalled, because there's basically three different things here. There is a portable propane heater and then two other propane heaters that are slightly different configurations, but in essence, three different types of propane heaters all being recalled. If you add it all up, about 369,000 units, some of which were sold as long ago as 2015. So you want to look into that from Harbor Freight. KIRO reported it. Caleb sent it. Thanks a lot, my friend. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A passenger on a road journey is in the hands of a driver. A reader embarking on a book is in the hands of a narrator.